Yemeni scholars from different parts of the country have attended a conference in the capital Sana'a with a bold theme. The conference calls on all Muslims of Yemen and the rest of the world to unite under the banner of Islam and to relinquish petty differences which the scholars argue have stirred Yemen and the rest of the region into chaos and instability. The participants in the conference argue that the West is creating and utilizing the differences of opinions and methodologies among Islamic sects to fuel sectarian violence between Sunni and Shia Muslims in Yemen and in Syria.
In this event, we seek only to gain the pleasure of Allah by pulling out the Islamic nation from this great mischief which we are currently in. If we do not take a firm stance now in rescuing the Islamic world and our nation and preserving our unity, then surely we will hold no significance.
Many of the scholars who spoke, including the president of the Allied Scholars of Yemen, quoted numerous verses from the Muslims' holy book, the Quran, which highlighted the pinnacle obligation of solving disputes between two conflicting parties. They suggested that a new committee should be established in Yemen to burden the task of solving sectarian issues and to raise public awareness on the matters which lead to religious differences.
We must establish a firm and comprehensive understanding of the need to respect the differences of opinions among scholars and the followers of different religious schools of thoughts. We must notify that actions which lead to religious discrepancies are a great mischief, which Allah has strongly forbidden in saying, and do not spread mischief on the land after it was righteous.
The Islamic Conference in Sana'a comes in the midst of a national dialogue conference, which is currently looking for solutions to end the current deadlock in the country by drafting a new Yemeni constitution and forming a new government that includes all members of the Yemeni political spectrum.
Houthi scholars believe that U.S. and Saudi intervention is the main cause to the pressing issues that exist in Yemen. They advise the National Dialogue Conference participants to engage in peaceful dialogue and to not allow foreign nations to meddle in the political shaping of the country. Yusuf Maudi, Press TV, Sana'a.